Hello, this is George.
Hi, it's Donna.
And this is Currently with George and Donna. It's going to be like our thing now. You know, like every episode has like a sign off and a sign on.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. We're doing this. This is happening.
We're doing it.
So if you've been listening to the last couple episodes, we've been trying to hunt a killer. And we've talked a little bit about the game, our podcast purpose, and materials in the game, and really talking about some theories and some rabbit holes.
There have been so many new developments
in the case
since our last episode.
Oh my God, guys. Next episode. Oh Lord.
We pretty much solved it.
Yeah.
In our dreams. There's been no new developments. But you'll hear about next time what we do figure out between now and next time.
So today, what I wanted to do was talk about other games that we play, things that we do when people come over. We love getting together with our friends, and we love playing board games. It's a very social event.
We have a couple competitive people in our friend group.
Okay.
George is looking at me like, what? Who? Oh, it's George.
It's George. I literally looked at you that way like, who's competitive in our group?
Oh, honey, baby child, let me tell you.
It's me.
You are, and the other people are not here to defend themselves, so I will not mention them by name. But we do have a couple competitive people.
So, like I said, I'm really into board games. I love finding out new board games. And I love getting together with my friends in real life and playing some competitive games, and occasionally not non-competitive. And to make a very long story short, all we used to play was Monopoly and like Life and Clue. And that's all the games that we thought that were out there, right? They're the classics. They're so popular.
The most we reached out was Sequence,
yes.
Sequence, for all you guys out there who have that game, it's called Sequence, but we call it a Sequence.
It's been a while, but I've come around to enjoy that name as well. So then my friend he sends me a game for my birthday, and it's called Pandemic. And I get the box, and at first I don't understand it. Like, I don't understand why he sent me this game. I never heard of it. And I start to read the rules, and it's a cooperative game, meaning you're playing a board game with other people and you're not fighting against each other. You're trying to together get the conclusion and solve the conclusion.
You're trying to work together to solve the game. To solve a mission.
And that, I would say, that and one other game really kind of opened me up to this other world of gaming I never knew. And since then, I've hated like every other of those classic games, like Monopoly and like Scrabble.
Okay.
And like Life.
George uses the word hate.
I don't hate.
It's a very strong word.
That is a very strong word.
I still enjoy Monopoly. I still would enjoy a game of Clue or a game of Life.
Maybe
it's
Clue.
It's what you put into the game.
I know, but Monopoly, everybody says like after the 3 hours of god awfulness, you're just like, you walk away and you're like, dang it. You know, and you don't want to play again right
away.
That's
the difference between you and I. I enjoy the journey. I enjoy the process. I enjoy actually playing. I don't have to win or I lose all my marbles.
Okay.
All my business.
Neither do I. And I've shown that. I've shown that I don't have to win. But, so I'm learning all these new games, kind of introducing everybody to it. Our friends are really enjoying it. We're trying out these new different games. And then I start finding what I like to call like little filler games. Games that you play in between these heavier, longer ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I come to the game group one night and I pull out something that shocked all of them. Why? Because it was called Monopoly Deal. After all my snooty
After
comments.
After your bad-mouthing Monopoly. Like Monopoly was like some sort of like wayward stepchild.
I found a game that had the word Monopoly in it. And this is a great introductory game. It's so inexpensive. I think it's like $5 on Amazon
right
now.
You can get it at Walmart.
Walmart usually has it. And a good friend of mine told me about it. And I reacted the same way. I said, Monopoly deal, and I spit, but I didn't really spit. Mm-hmm. I did the noise, but I don't want
to. Which is even worse sometimes. Yeah,
I wouldn't spit in the house, but I kind of did that. And he's like, no, give it a try. And I saw it for $5. I picked it up, and it is really fun.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
What?
That means you should always stay open-minded.
Oh, Lord. This is not the time for a lesson. This is not currently teaching George life lessons.
We will have an episode like that one day, though, where I'm going to come on this podcast and I'm going to say, you guys need to listen to what I'm doing currently. And what I'm doing currently is teaching George some basic rules.
Some things. Okay, thank you for that.
Just kidding.
What I like about Monopoly Deal is that it takes the game that you understand and love and it turns it on its head with just cards, and you have to be super strategic about laying cards. I'm not going to do one of those podcasts where we talk about the rules of the game and then play it. But the basic concept is you're trying to build a property set just like you do in the game. You do that by drawing cards and laying down cards in front of yourself. But you can steal cards from other players. You can make people pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to build these three different colored decks. I mean, different colored properties. And if you have three of them, you win. But there's such fluctuation in the game that you may have two properties and somebody may have two properties. And then one person with no property charges you $5 million and you don't have the cash and you'll take all their properties. So it's a really, it's good to introduce people to a game like this because they know Monopoly. They know Right. Monopoly. But it's just different enough to where they're going to have to open their mind and try a different approach to games.
Yeah. And you guys, if you love playing cards, if you're a poker player, if you like gin, if you like any kind of card game and you think that's a nice way to spend some time with your friends, you will love this game. Because like George said, everybody knows Monopoly and it's the same gist in the sense that you're still trying to build your three properties. But the twists and turns make it very exciting and very fun, and you can steal things from people. So it's just like a little bit of a modern update, making Monopoly into a card game. And I'll go ahead and throw in that just in case you're interested, it's for 2 to 5 players.
Oh yeah, that's good to know.
Good to know. So it's you as a couple and another couple would be great playing it, or you and your wife and the kids, or, and it's for ages 8 and up. So you can play with the kids, but it's 8 and up because they do need to know how to strategize a little bit.
Yeah, in order to do that. And it's $5. It's almost like a no-brainer with that one. Something that I visited Gen Con last year for the first time.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited about this part. Go ahead. Sorry,
yeah.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I was like, oh, wow, you're excited about Gen Con?
I'm excited about the game you're going to talk about.
Gen Con is a gaming convention all about board games. I went with my good group of friends, and then, they became even better friends and some new people I met. And it's a whole convention where you just play board games. You go through rows and rows of people selling you board games, and you get to play them really quickly. And you can kind of decide right there, okay, I like this game or I don't like this game. And I always think about our gaming group, our close gaming group. I come across something, if I think that they'll all love it because I know kind of what style they like, then I get it. I automatically buy it. Mm.
And trust me, y'all, I did not go on this trip, but I got the text of, I bought three games today. I bought two games today. There's another game I want to buy. There's another game. And I'm just thinking, Lordy mercy.
And then
please.
The Amazon orders after that. all my birthday money. I when I got Amazon cards, I bought five other games.
Yeah, and I'm ridiculous. Thinking, you know what? Just say yes to everything, Donna. Because one day you're going to go on a girl shopping trip and you're going to be sending those same type of texts. Yeah. I found some shoes. I found some makeup. I found some jewelry.
Except it's 6 times the price
of
a little game. Okay, so the game that I am talking about has since then taken several other names, but it's called Happy Salmon.
Salmon. The
Happy
L.
Happy Salmon.
Salmon. The
it's
L.
It's not Salmon.
No, the L is silent in salmon. It's salmon.
Ugh, I never knew that. That doesn't make
How
any sense.
How did you not know that?
Because I always say salmon. Salmon.
Salmon.
All right.
Who says Salmon?
Yes, I would like to order the Salmon, please.
Well, don't ever say that again.
So is that why I've been getting confused looks?
Yes.
They're
yes,
like,
indeed.
Who's Sal?
Who's Sal, man? No, It's salmon. Happy salmon.
Happy salmon. You can introduce your friends so quickly to this. You stand in a circle. It's I don't know the amount of players exactly because it doesn't say it. It comes in this little cute salmon.
Oh, I wish we had a picture pouch. To show you guys.
And happy salmon. Google it while you're listening to this. It's such a fun game. You stand in a circle and you have this deck of cards, and the cards have four different types of things in them. One, something called pounded, where you fist bump. Something called high five, where you high five. Something called switcheroo, where you switch the position with someone else. And then something called happy salmon. Four cards, real simple. And when you begin, you flip your deck over, and whatever is on the top of your deck is what you have to find another player also has, and you complete that object. So if it's high five, you high five. If it's pounded, you fist bump it. And then if it's a switcheroo, you have to switch positions with that player. So they could be next to you, they could be across from you, and you got to run around the circle. And my favorite is you have to, if you have happy salmon, you have to kind of like...
Salmon.
Happy salmon. Not everybody, you know, if our friends listen to this, they're going to give me a big hard trouble.
Oh, about, yeah, they are.
Anyways, happy salmon. Happy salmon, you slap your forearm, you... How do you explain this via wording?
We'll just let you know what it sounds like. It sounds a little bit like this. So, think of your palms...
I'm slapping your forearm.
Yeah, think of your palms as two little salmon tails. And so you come up to a person as if you're going to shake hands, but you pass the hand and go to the forearm. And then you hit the forearms of the other person.
And I can't get over calling this game Happy Slappy.
But I'm sorry. I don't know how that sounded. I just want to apologize for how it sounded. But, George likes to call it Happy Slappy.
Yeah. And so if you've ever played the game with me, sometimes like I've seen people at church and, you know, we've played the game and they're like, oh, hey, and they're about to shake my hand and I go right for the happy slappy. And I call it happy slappy, which confuses them. But that's how I see it. I was walking through the convention. I see some people playing it. Then the guys who are promoting it, they say, hey, do you guys want to try this? Me and one of the other guys tried it. We played one round and we're like, take our money.
Oh.
We just gave them our cards immediately. Yeah. We bought it.
And I will tell you, people, I have been to two different locations where there were people sitting on the side who said, I really don't want to play any games. I'm not really into games.
Yeah.
They saw us and a few other people get up and play this, and it brought a smile to their face.
Yeah, and they started recording. This will get on Facebook so quick.
Oh, yes. So,
because it's madness when you have to do all these people yelling like, happy salmon, high five,
switcheroo,
pound it.
But I saw people start to crack up laughing at what we were doing while playing this game. And then when the game is over and somebody wins, we say, okay, who wants to play again? And those people are like, oh, okay, I'll give it a shot. I'll play.
So it's a good
because it's so much fun. Game. It gets you up off your feet, so you're not sitting around. And it's a little bit of a heart racer.
Yeah, yeah. You're screaming.
When you're done, you feel like, whoa, I just got in a little cardio workout. Because you're having so much fun, you don't realize that your heart starts to race.
Yeah.
Until the game was over and you're like, oh, that was exhilarating. That felt good.
Yeah. So we should have one episode where we talk about those heart pounding racing games because we're getting more and more of them. And it'll be cool to have a day where it's like, everybody come in their gym clothes because we're going to play games that make you sweat.
Okay, Richard Simmons.
I'm living my Richard Simmons. Happy Salmon. It's like 15. Jeez Louise. Happy salmon.
Salmon.
Yes. Not salmon. If you Google salmon, you'll look like an idiot on Amazon. Right. Amazon will kick you off their site if you type in happy salmon.
That's true.
Type in happy salmon, as I say it, and you'll get the game. and they're coming out with expansion, but the expansion just allows you to have more players. I really want to play with 12. Could you imagine 12 people playing this game?
Well,
it'd be absolute pandemonium.
Because the switcheroo card, you have to switch your physical location with somebody.
Yeah, so you make eye contact, and then you have to run to that location, which is hilarious.
Oh my goodness.
That'd be fun. And the last game I want to talk about today, a really cool one that you don't hear about a lot that should get a ton of love. It's called Cockroach Poker. And in this game, you sit around the table and you have this huge deck. And in the deck, there's 8 types of bugs or insects in there. And your goal is you divvy it out
evenly. They're on cards. The insects are not in the box. They're on cards.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. In this deck of cards, there's images of 8 different types of insects. Each one has one.
I was listening to this and I was like, some dude just said there was bugs in there. I'd be like, I'm not buying that game.
Okay. you know what? For now, a word from. They are promoting on that commercial that just happened. Okay, so Cockroach Poker. Each card has a different type of insect. There's 8 different possible insects it could be. You have the card in your hand. You divvy it out. You divvy out the deck evenly amongst the players. You have this deck that contains different insects or insects or, I guess, animals, some animals in it. And you have the card in your hand. You're trying to get somebody else to turn over the card and place it in front of them. And basically, that's bad if that happens. If you get a card and you have to turn it face up in front of you, that's bad. And as you go around the table, you have the option to take a card and then pass it to another player face down. When you pass it to that player, you have to tell them what it is. But you can either tell them the truth, that it is, let's say, a cockroach, or you can tell them a lie, that it is not a cockroach, that it is a rat instead. And that person who's receiving that card has a couple of options. They can call you out for telling the truth. When you pass them that card, they may say, you know what? It is a cockroach. And when they flip it over, if it is a cockroach, the person who moved it to them gets the card face up in front of them. But if they think you're lying, right, and they say it is not a cockroach, when they flip it up, they keep the card in front of them. And or if they're not the last person in the group that has not seen the card, they can pick it up, look at it, and then they have to pass it to somebody who has not seen it before. So very, very cool game. What do you think about it? I know it was something that comes out to the table a lot.
Okay, so this is one of those ultimate bluffing games. And you think you know your friends. You think you can tell when your friend is lying to you or when your friend is telling you the truth. Guess what? You can't. You just can't do it. Because when somebody slides a card to me and says, this card is a rat, I'm like, ooh, she's lying. And I'm like, it's not a rat. And I flip it over and it is a rat. I'm like, ugh. So then that card gets put in front of me and I'm closer to losing because the more cards you have in front of you, the more likely you are to lose because you need,
I think 4 of one type. And
yeah, you need 4 of you need either 4 of one type of the animal or insect or all 8 of the different types in front of you.
Actually, that's a house rule. We made that house rule where it's like you run the gamut.
Okay. Well, we made up our own rule there. But anyway, according to the real game, you need 4 of a particular type of insect or animal in front of you to lose. And you think you know when your friends are telling the truth. You don't know. Mm-mm. You do not know. And you could look that friend dead in their eyes and they will lie straight to your face. And you will lose.
What ends up happening though is, let's say I pass it to you and you call me out on it. We get into like these little battles. Really, you have like hopefully another group of people to pass it to and try to determine. But you get into these battles where you start passing them the card and you like want them to fail. And so you're emptying out your deck trying to get them to fail and they're calling you out every step of the way. Or sometimes failing every step of the way, which is hilarious when that does happen.
Yeah, that's one of the fun parts of this game. And we do have the information on this game. It's for 2 to 6 players. Again, keep that in mind. And it's also 8 and up. So, actually on the box it says it's for ages 8 to 99. So if you have a 100-year-old grandma, she cannot play.
No, yeah, she cannot.
You need to tell that girl to go home.
Go home and sleep, Grandma.
Go home, Grandma. Cockroach poker is not for you. But you guys, it's such a fun game.
And she's just like lurking in the doorway.
Your poor grandma's outside, just looking back in.
Like wishing she could play. It says it on the box, Grandma. Get!
It's not us, it's the game, Grandma. Go home.
But if you, it's an easy to learn game, easy concept. Again, this game is like under 15 bucks for it. You probably have never heard of it because it took a lot of digging to find this game myself when I was looking for games that work with our friends. So totally worth it.
Oh, and if we have any French Canadian listeners out there, I just want to let you know that per the box, the name is Le Poker de Cucurelles. Cucurelles.
All right.
I guess that checks out. You say cockroach in French. But anyway, super fun game. I recommend picking this one up too. So fun.
Awesome. In conclusion.
Who?
In conclusion.
Okay.
On currently with George and Donna, we're going to talk about a broad range of things. I think board games are probably going to come up more than once.
Yeah. Currently, I'm feeling like it's going to be a gaming topic pretty often.
Yeah, I mean, we're playing. Hunter Killer is a game, even though we're taking it dead seriously.
But then some days I might say, you know what? Currently, I'm baking a lot. Who wants to talk about baking?
Yeah.
Or, currently, I got a hangnail. And those hurt.
Probably not going to talk about that for 20 minutes.
That's probably not a good topic. But you get the point.
All right, guys. Well, thank you again for listening. If you stuck this far, you've made it.
Congratulations.
You did it.
I don't know how you did it, but you did it.
You did it. Give yourself a gold star.
Give yourself a happy slappy.
All right, babies.
Bye, babies.
Have a great day.